بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Call of Islam page, well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program, and the special guest speaker for today's discussion is Shaykh Rouhani. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, Shaykh Rouhani. Considering Islamic rulings and Islamic obligations, you know, there are some rights that must be observed in regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Sawm and Salat or something like that, and also some rights that must be observed in regard to the people around, mainly known as Haqqullah, the first category, and the second one as Haqqun Nas. Now, some people might say that the Haqqun Nas is more important than Haqqullah. Is it true or not? And if Haqqullah is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman and Rahim, can we not do that, the obligations, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the first part of your question, yes, Haqqun Nas is more important. We must be very much cautious and careful about observing the rights of the people because it belongs to the people either to forgive us or not. That is why you should always ask forgiveness from the people, and we should always try not to violate the rights of the Nas and people. This is what we can say absolutely true, that Haqqun Nas is important. But when it comes to Ma'asi or to the sins that the people commit, in this question, when you say that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us to Jahannam, this conception or this perception is wrong.
Yes.
Why? Because you see that paradise or Jannah and hellfire or hell is something that we built by our own deeds.
Yes.
You know, we prepare our Jahannam. We prepare our Jannah. Not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
Because whatever we do in our life, it has either rewards or punishment. It is like pieces of bricks that we put together to make a wall. Every piece of this brick is our deed. Then that is why we are ourselves responsible for our Jannah and Jahannam. We ourselves take ourselves to either Jannah or Jahannam. That is why Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, is kind. He sent us 124,000 prophets and many scholars, imams, a'immas, and guides to inform us of the wrong things and,
yes,
the wrong, and the right things. And it reminds me of a very beautiful hadith from Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salatu wasalam. Once the people of Ahwaz sent a letter to Imam Al-Hadi,
yes,
and asked him many questions. In response to those questions, in one of those letters, Imam Al-Hadi mentioned a very beautiful point, saying that when a mawla, a master, provides his servant for some properties, for example, all the properties belong to mawla, to the master,
yes,
and the master decides to give these, some part of these properties to the servant, and he provides the servant with these properties, but saying that, okay, for this limited time, you will be the owner of these properties of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the right what to do or not to do this with these properties. After this time, I will get it back to my own self. And of course, if you observe these certain things during this time, I will provide you with more properties, with more, let's say, rewards. If not, of course, I will punish you.
Okay.
Within this time, during this time that the properties are in the control of this servant, always this servant reminds him, of the rulings, that this should be observed, that should be observed, but not force him, but not pressurize him. Then after this time, when this limited time finished, then now if the master rewards him or punish him again, it is because of what is because of this, that during this limited time,
yes,
the servant did those things that either he deserves punishment or rewards. It should not be blamed on the master.
Mm-hmm.
Because master provided him with facilities, yes, with properties. It was out of rahmah and mercy of the master. If this person do not observe all those, let's say, rulings, despite the fact that the master always was reminding him of the rewards within that time, then again he disobeyed the master, then of course he deserves to be punished. Because this property was out of mercy, and this reminding, always rememberings and reminding of the person was out of mercy of the master, and this chance and the opportunity that was given to this person to enhance, to perfect himself, it was also out of mercy.
Yes.
Everything that was provided with this for this servant was out of mercy and rahmah of this master.
Yes.
But now when he himself decided not to make use of this rahmah and mercy in its right way, he himself built his future Jannah or Jahannam.
Uh-huh.
It should not be blamed on Almighty, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
Same is the case with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for a period of time, for a limited time, provided us with properties that belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But temporarily, we are provided with these things. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every moment, remind us through prophets, through a'imma, through ulama, scholars, through our, let's say, conscience, that of course you have to do this, you have to do that, you have not to do that. Those things are always, yes, reminded for us. Then after this limited time, if we made use of these opportunities in its right way, we will be, let's say, rewarded.
That's right.
If the wrong things, then we will be punished. Everything that comes to us in the future that belong to us, that should be blamed on ourselves.
That's right.
Not on anyone else.
Okay, that's right.
And it's not something, okay, sorry, it's not, uh-huh, something opposed to the rahmah and blessings of Almighty Allah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And not observing the Haqqullah. I mean, like, for example, doing our obligations or something like that. Can they be judged by the people around? Or no, this is something between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The right of Allah is right of Allah.
Okay.
You know, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So if I do not do, for example, salat, can a judge, a Muslim judge, for example, judges me? Why didn't you do that? Mm-hmm. Or, for example, according to Islamic laws, there is such a punishment for you. Is it possible or not?
You know, sometimes some of the jurisprudential ahkam or issues, they are multi-dimensional, you know. It has different dimensions. Yes. From one aspect, it only goes between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes do not observing the divine laws, it has some social aspects, you know, social, let's say, dimension.
Yes.
Due to that social dimension here, the people have the right to judge you,
mm-hmm,
or the court has the right to judge you because you are harming the society, the,
yes,
people, you know.
Yes.
It is a kind of violation against the rights of others. For, yes, example, in an Islamic society, Muslims like to live within an Islamic lifestyle.
Yes.
This is the demand of the population, mm-hmm, you know. So if you do not respect this, you are against this majority of the people, you know?
Yes.
It is accepted worldwide that when you do something against the community, against the society, of course, the people will not let you to do that thing. This is the right of the people. Like what, for example, if sometimes, you go in privacy, you drink,
mm-hmm,
you know, do not show it to anyone in your privacy, no one see you. and no one witnesses you, in that case, of course, there is no any kind of judgment from the people about you. But if you come out in the street, for example, there is money all the month of Ramadan.
Disclose it to the others.
Yeah, everyone is fasting. And then you start drinking in the street. It is a kind of violation of the rights of the people.
Yes.
Because the people over there, they have this right to observe their fasting.
Yes.
When you do something against them, you are against the people, against the community. Then here it is the right of the people to stop you from doing that. Because you are now opposing the rights of the people.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yes.
You are now, for example, do not respect
the
dignity and the izzah and the chastity, the dignity of the people.
Mm-hmm.
This is out of respect. This is out of, let's say, divine law and social law. That's why you will be punished by judge, by the court as well.
That's right. And about haqqullah, especially salat and sawm, some people might say that after a person is dead or passes away, some other people can do the compensatory or the makeup for them. Is it true or not? I mean, is haqqullah, which is going to be done by you yourself, can it be done after your demise by somebody else for you?
Only in some specific areas.
Uh-huh.
And some special kind of things that are allowed, that are permissible. It is also, again, based on the divine orders, you know. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us the prophets and the imams, and he told us that, for example, for these kind of things like prayers, like fasting, for example, like hajj, you can do kind of compensatory hajj, compensatory, for example, fasting, compensatory prayers for the deceased one. Of course, if this person himself did that, that was the best.
Mm-hmm.
But if he couldn't do that out of, for example, disease, out of, for example, problems that he had and he was not able to do that, then, of course, on behalf of him, based on divine laws, again, you can do that and the sawab of this will be delivered to the deceased one.
I mean, for example, for qadha prayer or the missed prayer, salat al-qadha, okay?
Yes.
For example, is this an obligation for the older son?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
from the jurisprudential perspective, yes, it is wajib.
So if my father, for example, missed some of his salat, for me as the older son, I have to, this is a must for me, isn't it?
Yes.
And if I do not do that, you is it my sin or the father's sin?
Both of you.
Both of us?
Yes.
Okay. That's all right. Okay. But clarifying on what to do and what to recite and what not to recite is really difficult, Shaykh. Especially about the fasting, you know.
You know, sometimes you yourself do, or you, for example, give money to someone to do it on behalf of you.
Are these our authentic ones?
Yes, 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 of course.
Okay.
In fiqh, it is discussed a lot.
That's all right. Okay. Is hajj a kind of haqqullah too?
Hajj, from one perspective, yes, it is haqqullah. You know, because it is among wajibat. It's furu'ad-din.
Okay.
Furu'ad-din like salat, sawm, hajj, zakat, khums, jihad, amr ma'ruf, nahy anil munkar, tawalli, tabarri. All of these 10 things are haqqullah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If you are,
course,
if you can afford it, isn't
it? Yes, yes, yes. Hajj should be performed only once in your lifetime. It's not wajib for all Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
For only those Muslims who can afford it,
mm-hmm.
who are able to do this, you know, who are rich enough.
Sorry, if a Muslim can afford it. But instead of that, tries to spend the money, for example, for
No, that's not true.
That's not true, huh?
Once in his lifetime, he has to do that.
Oh, if you can afford
it. Just once. Just once. The problem is that sometimes the rich people go every year for hajj, but lots of poor, needy Muslims are around him.
Uh-huh.
This kind of hajj will never be accepted.
Be accepted, that's
yeah,
right.
The one is wajib.
But once
only
and
once
for
is,
all.
Once is wajib, yes.
Mm-hmm. This is wajib. Thank you very much, Shaykh Rouhani, for
You're
a nice
welcome.
Elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you, differentiation between Haqqullah and Haqqun Nas. It was really a fruitful discussion. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi aman.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين